Are you ready to take your photography skills to the next level? Registration is open for PPA's Fall Photography Workshops, happening at locations all across the country. These full-day, in-person workshops are led by fellow professional photographers and cover everything from marketing strategies to lighting techniques, posing, editing, sales, and more. It's a hands-on opportunity to learn, grow, and connect with your photography community. Oh yeah, and if you're a PPA member, you'll earn one service merit for every workshop you attend. That's a double win. Get started at ppa.com/workshops. That's ppa.com/workshops. I'm Pat Miller, and this is the Professional Photographer Podcast. We've done a lot of shows on high school seniors. We've talked about high production value. We've talked about how to sell to the parents. But what if we took one show, just one show, to really focus on the subject? How does a high school senior feel when they're in front of your lens? And how can you make them feel valued? How can you be more positive? How can you bring equality into your high school senior sessions? Today's guest, Jamie Ellis, does just that. She does it so well, it's become a competitive differentiator for her in her market. Let's learn from her. Let's learn how intentional she is to make high school seniors feel great and valued during their session. She'll tell us all about it next. Jamie, welcome to the Professional Photographer Podcast. How are you today?
I'm doing awesome. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. It's one of those sunny days. It's almost spring here in Milwaukee, which means it's almost golf time. When it gets warm in Iowa City, what do you get to go outside and do? What do you like to do?
I love to golf also. I have been an avid golfer my whole life. I had a hole in one a couple of years ago, which is I know, right? I was so excited about it. So anyway, if you golf a lot, then you know that that's like, you know, you hit it.
That is amazing. Congratulations on that.
Well, thanks.
We could do a whole podcast just on golf, seeing how we're both golfers, but that's not what we're doing here today. We're talking about high school senior portraits and how you can do them better. But before we get into that, besides being a golfer, what else would you tell someone if they haven't had the pleasure of meeting you yet? Who you are and what you do?
My name is Jamie Ellis, and I have a brick and mortar portrait studio in Iowa City, Iowa, located right downtown. So if you're familiar with Iowa City, you know the downtown area is kind of the cool spot to be. So I'm lucky enough to have a studio down there, and I specialize in high school senior portraits, business headshots, and helping people feel seen and well-represented and comfortable and cool and confident in front of my camera. So yeah, that's me.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And we're going to talk a lot about high school senior portraits today. And you mentioned all the different stuff that you do, but why do you particularly love taking the picture of high school seniors?
Yeah, I have been in the photography business pretty much since I was in high school. So right off the bat, I just really resonated with that age group. And then as the years progressed, I'm approaching like old lady status now. But despite that, I do still feel a connection with them. I do think that I am kind of good at making almost anybody feel really comfortable in front of my camera. And I'm really passionate about equality. And so I want anybody to feel welcome in my studio, despite any sort of identity that they may have or struggles that they may have with body image or anything like that. I want them to know that all those things are welcome. So I feel like in the high school senior realm, being passionate about that is nice because those people are at an age where, you know, they're really coming into who they are and they really want to be seen for that person that they have become or are becoming. And so it's just been really fun to work with that age range to really bring, you know, those things out in people and make them feel amazing with a photo shoot.
We've done a lot of episodes on high school senior portraits. We've never really had a discussion about equality as one of the qualities, if you will, of doing a great high school senior session. How does that come about? Where did you land on that? Is that just part of who you are? Or did it happen once in a studio session and you went, oh my gosh, I found the secret to make this great? How did this come into your awareness when it comes to high school seniors?
Yeah. So I just, part of who I am, I've always been very passionate about positivity, equality, those kinds of things, just kind of innately. And I come from probably a long line of people who have the gift of gab, if you want to say. But I can easily talk with people. I can easily make friends with pretty much anybody and just have a normal, genuine conversation with people. And after, you know, talking to parents and kind of getting, you know, when, okay, so not to give my age away too much, but I've been in photography before social media was invented. So when it started to become important to get reviews, I started to hear very often that the photos were kind of that, not afterthought, but like the plus to this really confidence boosting and positive experience that they had at their photo shoot. And then the photos were like, I look amazing and I can't believe that's me. And I felt really, really good in the moment while we were making this. And that's showing in the photo. And that's why I love these photos. So I kind of kept seeing that come through in these reviews. And then I was like, yeah, I think this is like kind of my calling. Like, I think I need to be telling people who don't know about me, like this thing when they're looking for a photographer rather than, hey, I take cool pictures and this is my livelihood to feed my family. Right. So I feel like it's given me kind of that little boost of to differentiate myself in the market and provide an experience to young people that can be really uplifting. And so, yeah, I think it was kind of when I started to get those reviews that I was like, I think there's a little bit more to this than I'm realizing. So I just am really leaning into that.
On the face of it, we're talking about a photographer who gets reviews for not their photography. Isn't that kind of weird how powerful emotions like that can be and how it can differentiate you in the marketplace?
Yes. And if somebody has a negative emotion correlated with an experience with you, whether or not they leave a review about it, it's gonna resonate farther than you think. So, you know, making sure that those experiences are positive and welcoming and is really important in the long term.
Is it a age and coming of awareness, coming of age moment for these high school seniors that when someone sees them for who they are, is this for some of them one of the first times they can kind of start expressing themselves in front of a camera, maybe in front of their parents? Is that something you encounter?
Yeah, I think that, I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, am I jaded because I'm old now, you know, but I don't know for sure. But, you know, teenagers, I felt super misunderstood as a teenager. And I think that's a common thing. I think they just kind of feel like my parents don't get me, you know, they're a different generation. And like, I think this thing is cool and nobody really understands that. And they can come to me and say like, I have a really cool lightsaber collection. What can you do? And this kid might be the guy that nobody else in his class really knows. It might be somebody that they are like, that is super weird that that guy has a collection of lightsabers, but he can come into my studio and feel totally seen and validated in that passion, like in that thing that he just loves. Like there's nothing wrong with loving lightsabers, right? And the fact that he even knows what that is, you know, like is cool to me. So I just try to really figure out like what it is that each person comes to me, finds cool, what they're into, what they like, what they don't like, and how they kind of have an overall energy. And I just am really good at reading that. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember what you asked me.
You crushed it.
Did I answer the question?
No, you crushed it. Let's ask this. I think a lot of photographers would love to have that kind of relationship with their high school senior subjects, but it sometimes feels like you're going to see the dentist, not your cool aunt that gets what you are into. So how do you start building the trust with them so they're willing to open up about something that others don't understand? I'm sure that's intentional.
Yes. So I spend a lot of time on the interwebs. I feel like I've cast a pretty big net, so to speak. I'm really active on certain platforms, but I'm also engaging on other platforms as well. So I try to kind of figure out like, where does my audience spend time? And, you know, I figured out now, we already said that seniors are kind of my favorite. So I kind of know where they hang out. And so I want to be in that space hanging out. And I am just like, I am not afraid to be cringe. And I will get on my Instagram reel or a TikTok and dance. I mean, I know people are like, please don't make me dance on TikTok. And you don't have to. But like, I'm just not afraid to do that. And I talk to my audience on the platform, and I try to make sure that everything that I put out with my brand is very authentic to how I actually talk and how I actually am, so that when they're reading through content on my website, when they're reading a blog post, when they're looking at my social media pages, they're seeing this consistent tone and energy from me. And then when they meet me in person, it matches. And so I hear all the time that people feel like they already know me before they even have met me in person. Mm-hmm. And I love hearing that, because that means I'm, you know, kind of doing my job. And it's one thing when you hear that and then it doesn't match. So I think that being really just kind of my true authentic self all the time has really helped me like define my voice and present with a consistent, energy that people can trust.
It's like that phrase about lying. Like, if you always tell the truth, you never have to remember what you said, something like that. You can just be yourself. Yeah, that's great. And this generation has the strongest BS detector in the world. If you show up like yourself, I would imagine they recognize rather quickly, I can be myself because the person in front of me is not putting on an act. They're being themselves. Do you see that?
Yes. I'm so glad you said that, because I do strongly believe in leading by example. And I do really feel like, I actually just had this conversation with somebody the other day. I really feel that because I'm so comfortable just like being weird or being myself, people really feel like they can just let their guard down and we can just hang out. Like, it doesn't have, there's no pressure to perform or be perfect, because you're already cool, you know, like you don't have to do anything different to achieve that. So yeah, I love that.
You say that you prioritize positivity when you're communicating with them. What does that mean, and how do you model it?
I'm a fairly like glass is half full kind of person all the time. And so little tidbit, if we back up, my mom once told me, she worked in the insurance industry and was in on some hiring, in on the hiring process for her insurance company. And she always said to me, if you get asked this question in an interview, describe yourself in 3 words. One of those words better be happy. Mm-hmm. And I really took that to heart as a young person. I'm just naturally kind of a happy person. I like to laugh. I like to have fun. I like to joke around sometimes and be kind of that class clown a little bit. I think that that really shows through and is important when I'm talking about anything. So I use that frame of mind anytime I'm trying to talk about the portrait process, talk about what I do, my day. I have struggles just like everybody else, but usually I can you know, think about something positive and it helps me. So I'm sharing positive quotes on my Instagram sometimes. I'm hyping people up during their photo shoot and like kind of batting away any negative comments that they say about themselves during the shoot, which happens a lot. And, you know, I'm making them feel comfortable in that. And then hopefully it like kind of it just rubs off on people that we can have positive thoughts about ourselves despite of our flaws. So I just kind of try to share all about that all over the place.
Positive thoughts and positive communication is one thing. Mm-hmm. But when you're capturing the way someone looks, body positivity comes into it. So How do you make them feel comfortable in their own skin when they're sitting in front of your lens?
That's a really good question. Like I said already, I've had quite a number of years in the industry, and posing is kind of my jam. I do come from, you know, I went to Hawkeye Community College, so I have a little bit more of a traditional photo training under my belt. And that is a plus for me because I can kind of read body types. I can read the energy of the person really well. And I don't know if it's just me or if that's a learned thing, but I can really instruct people in a way and guide people through a session in a way that has nothing to do with the size of pants they have on. You know, like I don't know how to answer your question so much, but I think it's just kind of an innate thing in me that's like, it's easy for me to instruct people how to pose in a flattering way without them knowing I'm trying to like hide a part of their body or, you know, and I never, ever through all of my sessions, I never, ever point out anything negative ever during a session. I'm always like, if I don't love the way that they're posed, then I change it and I don't say anything about it. And then, you know, like I instruct them to do something different that changes the whole thing. So the whole time I'm complimentary, I'm telling them how amazing their eyes look or like, I don't know. I'm just like really hyping them up during a photo shoot, kind of like Austin Powers when he's, you know, like behind the camera. I'm like, yeah, yeah. And we're laughing and I'm laughing with them. And it's usually really fun. Like I just always tell people we're just having fun today. So yeah, I think it just makes people feel comfortable and I can get them to look their best self without them knowing that I'm being sneaky, maybe. I don't know.
We feel good when we look good. Do you coach them up on what to wear so they got their power outfit on and they feel like they look like $1 million, even if inside they don't feel that way?
Yeah. So I send a lot of guides before their session. So typically seniors book quite a bit in advance. I would say most of my seniors are booking at least 2 to 3 months in advance. So before their session, they're getting how to determine your skin tone and what colors look best on that skin tone. I'm sending a guide that's what to wear ideas that includes, I would say all of my guides are very inclusive. So, you know, my what to wear guide is giving them tips on like how to have variety in your session rather than you should wear a simple black shirt or, you know, like I'm not being very specific, but I'm helping them through the process. I'm also telling them that they should definitely bring their most favorite item of clothing. On my questionnaire, I ask all my seniors what their favorite item of clothing is. And then I have a consultation with them prior to their session where we look at all their outfits and we talk about their energy and the vibe that they want. And then I'm always like, I don't see that sweater that you mentioned in your questionnaire, you know? So I'm kind of like making them think that the style that they already have is really cool because it is, you know, and not so much telling them they have to go out and buy new things. If they want to, fine, but they definitely don't have to. And like, every year I always have like somebody who has the most worn in Converse All-Stars you've ever seen in your life. And the mom is like, I really want to buy them a new pair. And I'm like, why? These are the ones though. Like, you know, so I'm kind of, I don't know. I'm there to like, just make everybody feel really supported. And I think the seniors kind of see that I'm like on their side a little bit, you know? So I might say something like, okay, but you got to let mom buy you a new pair of whatever or something, you know, like we kind of, I can bridge that gap really easily. So yeah, I think the pre-session consultation and guides that I send all help people feel like I've got them.
When you're taking the pictures, do you ever reinforce how good they look by showing them back of the camera of, wow, check this out? And when they see what you're capturing, do you see them go, okay, I look as cool as she says? Like, is that the breakthrough moment when they finally look at it and they go, oh, okay, I don't have to worry?
Definitely. I used to, back when I started my first photography business in 2006, we never showed the back of the camera because I still felt like there was an element of mystique and, you know, I don't know, mystery behind like, how does she do that kind of a thing? But as the years and the, you know, digital age has progressed, I love showing the back of the camera now. And I think it's so funny. I actually just posted some content on my Instagram and maybe YouTube, or not YouTube, TikTok, that mentions that. And I think every photographer has always heard, wow, your camera takes such good photos, right? Like, it's like a joke in the photography world that photographers hate hearing that. But I actually love hearing that because for me, there's so much more behind that. When they see the back of the camera and they say, wow, your camera takes amazing photos. I'm hearing, you made me feel so comfortable that I look amazing and I can't believe that's me. Or like, you turned my panic into something awesome. Or like, I don't know, like, I just really love hearing that. It makes me kind of giggle, but I know there's a lot more to that saying. And so, yes, I love showing back of the camera because I do think it makes people feel a little bit more confident. Because what you see, you know, like when you're the model or the parent or whatever, like what you see, what I'm doing is so different than even the raw file, you know? So, I do show back of the camera and I get a lot of, behind the scenes content with that too. Like parents are helping me get behind the scenes footage during my sessions. And I always tell them that there's no pressure on the behind the scenes, but they're going to be really happy that they helped me do that because they're going to look back at those videos themselves. I'm going to use them in my marketing.
Hello.
But they're going to have those as a memory of how their child was being seen by me. Mm-hmm. And what the parent experienced watching that for their kid is as much of a experience for the mom as it is for the kid. But yes, I love getting behind the scenes content of the me and the senior looking at the photos because they're always like smiling and I'm always really excited. And so, yeah, I love doing that.
When you really connect with a kid, have you ever had it where the parents are saying to you, how did you do that? How did you get them to act that way? They never act like that at home. Did that happen?
Yeah. More so I hear like, we'll be going through their photos. I do in-person sales. So they come back and see like a slideshow of my chosen images after their session. And typically at that point I see, or I hear, that really looks like them, or like, oh, I get that look all the time, or like, you know, stuff like that. That's kind of when I noticed that the parents are kind of excited about images that maybe the senior doesn't love so much for whatever reason, but you know, maybe they're laughing and looking away or whatever, but that is what the parent sees of their kid, you know? So, that's fun for me to hear when it's like, wow, that really looks like them. And it doesn't look like they're faking a cheesy grin or whatever, or it looks like they feel awkward. So that's what I love to get, that like genuine expression during the session so that I can hear parents say that.
Do you tell this positive story in your marketing? And if so, how do you go about expressing this to potential and future clients?
Yeah, so I definitely try to, like I said, I have like a pretty big net cast over the internet. I try to be in a lot of different places at once, whether that's, you know, on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Pinterest, LinkedIn, all those things kind of filter down into my website and blog, which is kind of my home base, so to speak. But in all of that, like my wording and everything that I am talking about and the keywords I'm using are very affirming and inclusive. And I never try to use any sort of terminology that could be taken in a way that's like, oh, she would never photograph me because I'm this or that, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So I think that all really filters down into up into who I really am. And so it's easy for me to kind of spread that across all the outlets on the internet. And hopefully I'm snagging some people that way that are looking for a photographer who might be able to handle their super awkward teen, or who are really insecure about having a headshot done, or, you know, anything like that. So I do kind of try to use that in my marketing and talk about myself in a way, like I will show myself without makeup. I show myself in like pictures that I don't really feel like I look very flattered in. Mm-hmm. But I just post it anyway, because I feel like that's, once again, leading by example, so to speak.
It's one thing to say you do this. It's another thing to even provide that kind of service. But for it to become an advantage, it has to be a competitive differentiator that people know you for. So Yes. You said some people come to you for it. Is it a big competitive advantage for you in the business community for people that are looking for a photographer that can do this?
Yes. So I strongly believe that young people nowadays are looking to support a creator or a business that has a bigger picture or is supporting something grand. I oftentimes in the photography industry hear, you need to determine your why. You know, when you go to conventions and classes and whatever, all the speakers always say, what's your why? You got to determine what your why is. And pretty much every time I hear, I want to provide for my family, or I want to have free time to be with my kids, or whatever that is. But my why is exactly what we've been talking about this whole time, you know, making people feel seen and confident, supporting people as they are and not as they should be, you know? So I definitely feel like it gives me an edge over some of my competitors who maybe are just kind of wishy-washy in that area. They don't really have a grander, bigger picture that they're supporting. Nowadays, we talk about having a personal brand. And that also means that I have a platform, actually lots of platforms, mm-hmm. to advocate for something. And the one thing that I just always go back to is positivity and equality. And anytime I can uplift people and advocate for those things, I think it sets me on a little higher edge than the other photographer who is like, yeah, my why are my kiddos, you know? So not to like insult anybody, but I just want you to really think about, if you're a photographer listening, I want you to think about like, what is the bigger picture? Like, why do I love photographing things, you know, like why is photography my thing? And what's the actual, like, what is the deeper reason behind why I love this profession and what I can provide for my customers? So, you know, if you're in the commercial world or whatever, there might not be something like that, but chances are there probably is. And you should definitely use that in your terminology when you're marketing and when you're talking about your business and yourself. So that's kind of my little soapbox.
You're purposeful with serving the seniors, making them feel great, making them feel seen. And you're also serving the photography community. So tell us about the state organization and your role.
Yeah. So I have actually been a speaker almost ever since I joined our local state organization. So I mentioned that I have a degree in photography. And when I was in photography school, Iowa is kind of has a little bit of a reputation, and there's a lot of big names, and there has been for a long time. There's a lot of really talented photographers here. And part of that is due to the college that I attended, which is Hawkeye Community College. They're amazing. So shout out. But there I was pointed towards being in professional organizations. If I was going to be a professional photographer, that's like just what you did. You became a part of your local professional organization and also the national. So I've been a member of Professional Photographers of Iowa and America for 20 years this year. So I'll get my 20-year pin hopefully pretty soon. But anyway, I love the connections that I make with people at those events. And if it weren't for PP Iowa, I probably would not still be in business. And so with all that being said, I'm the current president of Professional Photographers of Iowa right now. And I've served on the board for a really long time, longer than most, because I feel really passionate about our state organization and the things it can do to uplift our industry. And so if you have a state organization, if you're a photographer out there and you want to look up your state organization, if you don't have one, definitely join PPA. Like I'm not paid to say this. I love the connections that I've made through both of those organizations. And yeah, so if you're near Iowa or in the Midwest, look us up, because we have members who are out of state. And we love everybody. So come have fun with us in Iowa.
That's the most humble thing. I volunteer here and I've served here and I've served here and I've done these and I've done these things. And oh, by the way, I'm the president. Wait, hold on. You're supposed to put that at the top.
I don't know.
That's great. Thank you for volunteering for the community. I know that everyone appreciates it. If someone is inspired by what you've been talking about, they want to keep tabs on you and learn from you, what's the best way to follow what you're doing?
Yeah, I have lots of Instagram accounts, but I'm most active on Instagram, and my main Instagram is jamieellis.photog. So that's the one where I'm engaging the most often. You can also find me on TikTok. There, most of what I do on those two platforms is geared towards clients or future clients, but I do share some tips on there for photographers. And I do some one-on-one mentoring, so you're welcome to look me up on the interwebs and check that out. But yeah, you're welcome to follow along on all the socials and see what I do there.
It's been a great conversation. Congrats on all your success, and thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's fun.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of the Professional Photographer Podcast. Love talking to Jamie. I hope you enjoyed the show too. Now do us a favor before you leave. Give us a like and a subscribe and a comment. Tell me and Jamie, what did you enjoy about the conversation? What stood out to you? Not only will you remember it better because you're using that reminder button inside your head, you'll also inform us on what's working and what we can do more of here on the show. The other thing is, if you're not yet a member of Professional Photographers of America, now's a great time to join. PPA offers incredible benefits like equipment insurance, top-notch education, and a supportive community of photographers ready to help you succeed. It's perfect for photographers who are serious about growing their business in a sustainable and profitable way. At PPA, you belong here. Discover more about membership at ppa.com. That's ppa.com. I'm Pat Miller, founder of the Small Business Owners Community and host of the show. I really appreciate you stopping in. We'll see you right here next time. Take care.